Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Hey, let's talk about
something positive.
Something positive, which is something all of us can do right here in Singapore, the end of August. We can all get involved in Let's Take a Walk 2022, Caring to Go the Distance. It is going to benefit folks with mental disabilities and a whole lot of other things. Let's get some more information on that right now and bring on Bridget C., who is a vice president of Raleigh Singapore and a member of the Let's Take a Walk committee. Bridget, good morning. Welcome to Money FM. Great to have you on with us today.
Hello, good morning.
Bridget,
thanks
what,
for having me.
What is Let's Take a Walk 2022? What's it supposed to do?
Right, it's a charity event. Actually, it's an endurance walking event that we started way back in 1997. Someone had a good idea to say, hey, not everyone can think of running, right? If you tell someone, let's run 100 kilometers, it's just quite impossible. But we thought, hey, maybe walking might still seem like a possibility if you train hard enough. So since then, we've been having volunteers help us to organize these every few years. And so this year is our 12th edition of the our flagship event. So this year we've got, you can walk 20 kilometers, 50 kilometers or 100 kilometers. And there's a time limit, and that's what makes it very special.
Yeah, and just to let readers and viewers know, what is the money you're hoping to raise, and what are the charities you're hoping to benefit?
Right. So every edition, we always find a beneficiary that is close to our hearts. And this is the second time that we are designating our funds to Caregivers Alliance Limited. So they are a charity that focuses on supporting the caregivers of persons with mental health issues.
Oh.
So we have always found it very interesting because, you know, we all always talk about healthcare workers. We always talk about the people with the mental health issues. But oftentimes we forget that there is this very important piece of the ecosystem, yeah, the caregivers, who are often feeling very alone, very lonely. They may not have enough education, enough information on how to communicate with their loved ones who have got a chronic condition. And it's not like a flu or a cough or fever. Yeah, you sort it out in a day or two with some medication. But people with mental health illnesses can struggle with their issues for decades. So do the caregivers. And so we thought that we would love to be able to support them further with what we do. So we are hoping, we're very ambitious, we're hoping to get 1,700 people sign up so that we can donate about $140,000 to Caregivers Alliance.
That's exactly what I want to talk about, your ambition. We're talking to Bridget C., the Vice President of Raleigh Singapore, an organizer and part of the Let's Take a Walk committee. And I want to talk about this ambition, Bridget, because you could almost be a case study for how you promote an event. Am I right, Glenn? Because when you got in touch with me, you gave me a detailed breakdown, point by point. This is our objectives. This is what we want to achieve. You set out your own social media cards. You disseminate the information across all social media platforms. You show initiative. You're innovative. I mean, really, I'm saying this sincerely. You are a case study of how to support and promote an event in Singapore. It's a testament to you and your effort. Bearing all that in mind, I know how gung-ho you are about this. How did you come up with this idea in the first place? Where did Let's Take a Walk come from? Because I think you was involved from the start, right?
Well, I was not involved right from the start, but in 1997, that seems like a very long time ago, one of our members, our volunteers, who is now the current president, Ling Li, she had this brainwave to say, you know, let's just do a walk. And then at that time, it was very humble, not so ambitious, not so crazy. We got a bunch of people, they walked for 36 hours, and they raised money for their first charity.
And just to be clear, you were in primary school at that time, right?
I was.
I was so young.
P1 or P2, right? Yeah, I think, yeah. Okay,
yeah,
carry
look
on.
At our youthful looks. Yeah, and then since then, people have very bravely stepped up to say, let me be the next chairperson. So for me, I've joined in, I've helped out since 2013. So that's 2013, 2015, 2017, 2019, and this year.
Nice. We're talking to Bridget C, the Vice President of Rally Singapore and Let's Take a Walk Committee for Let's Take a Walk 2022, Caring to Go the Distance. That is August the 27th and 28th. You can walk a variety, either virtually or in person, to anywhere from 20 kilometers up to 100 kilometers to benefit Caregivers Alliance Limited. And Bridget, a question on the Caregivers Alliance. Are they only professional caregivers, or would this be somebody in the home who's taking care of their relative? Can they be considered part of this alliance?
Yes. In fact, that is the point, I think, to benefit you or me or any one of us who have loved ones with mental health illnesses.
Sort of the non-professional caregiver, if I
yes,
can put it that
exactly.
way.
Yes, exactly. So they have a lot of good training courses. One of them is very special. It's called Caregivers to Caregivers. So they get caregivers who have benefited from CAL's program to be volunteers to help other caregivers now understand what are the strategies that they can use and what are the skills that they can pick up.
That is amazing. And, you know, this is a challenge because so many folks want to have their relatives stay in the home with them when they are suffering from whatever malady. Maybe it could be dementia or some physical and the stress that it puts on the caregivers. I saw this with my own parents when my father was battling cancer and my mom dementia, and they wanted to stay in their home. And, you know, to our best efforts, my brothers and I could not get them to leave to get professional help. And so when you've got especially elderly people helping each other, they want to do that out of love and respect and kindness. But it is, you know, older people should not have to be caregivers for their relatives without some sort of support like that.
Well, exactly. And this is, I think all of us might have had a taste of what it meant to have that mental stress during COVID, during circuit breaker. I think when our plans were disrupted and suddenly our freedoms, you know, in some way was disrupted, we couldn't do what we wanted. We had that inkling, that little taste of what it means to be a little bit stressed. Yeah. And can you imagine caregivers who have to do this day in and day out for decades? So we really hope that, people will join us for this walk. Take it as a personal challenge. If, 50 kilometers, you can complete it in 16 hours. For 100 kilometers, you have up to 33 hours, lots of hours to slowly, you know, contemplate this whole journey.
Where does it go? What's the route?
So this is very exclusive, we've just confirmed Sports Hub 100 Plus Promenade as our official venue partner, and we've been we will be starting the route from Sports Hub all the way up north towards Safra Yishun, also another great venue partner, Safra Yishun, and then Safra Punggol, and then all the way down to East Coast, and we will wrap kind of like a snail, kind of a loop back up to Safra Tampines. So we hope that maybe Glenn and Neil will also be joining us for part of the walk.
Well, it's funny you should say that. Neil and I decided before the show started today that we would like to formally announce that Neil and I will be walking on Sunday, and we would love all of our Money FM listeners and friends to join us, and we'll all walk together in one big group. We'll probably do 20 kilometers, maybe more if we get really energetic, but we'll figure out a place to meet and a time to meet. And the Money FM Saturday mornings crew will walk for this event.
That's right. We'll be there. And this answers Dorothy Ung's comment, who says, Let's Take a Walk is 100% run by volunteers. It's a great ground-up initiative. Hope the DJs can join us to walk the distance and raise awareness of the course. Dorothy, we aim to please. We will be there, Glenn and I. If worse comes to worse, I will carry Glenn on my shoulders.
Or I will push Neil in a wheelchair of some sort.
Or Nora will carry us both. Who knows? But we will be there. And I have to just add to that, got a lot of support coming in, wonderful army of volunteers, comments coming in thick and fast. Brett Packard, awesome purpose to focus on the caregivers of those facing mental health challenges. Couldn't agree more on that one. Kim Wee Hong, please do support by taking part. Adrian Chu has kindly put in all the registration and sign-up details. Kim Wee Hong adds, all the registration fees, less operating expenses, will be donated to care Givers Alliances. Wonderful stuff.
Awesome. And, you know, one of our regulars, Don Pierce, is joining us from Washington, D.C. Don, he says, I wish I could make it, but he can. Can he not? He could do it virtually,
yes.
Right?
Tell us about
exactly.
The virtual, yes.
Yeah, so this year we have a hybrid edition of virtual and physical, and it's exactly for this because we've had in the past people who say, oh, I can't make it for the physical events, right? Mm-hmm. So now because of COVID, everyone's kind of normalized and quite used to this virtual editions. So we decided that from 13 August to 26 August, you can actually take part in our virtual event. And it is actually easier because you have two choices. You can either choose to clock your entire distance, 20, 50, or 100 in one go, or you can also break it up into different segments and just
nice.
Clock your mileage. So it's great for people who are kind of scared to do the whole thing at a shot. So you can try it too.
And also, Bridget, I'm guessing it could be a social thing, right? I mean, you can do this virtual thing with friends, right? You can walk together in your neighborhood or around your housing estate, whatever, right?
Yeah, and we've got, I do know there's a person who will be walking in South Korea together with her friend in Singapore. So
oh,
I think it's
cool.
Just wonderful.
That's really cool. Oh, I never thought of that. Yeah, you could walk at the same time, couldn't you, in different countries and keep each other company.
And,
wonderful.
And maybe what we'll do is we'll try to get on Facebook Live for at least part of the start of the walk. So friends that might be doing the walk elsewhere around the world can at least see the start of it. And then they can carry on and do their own walk.
Including Mr. Don Pierce, who has now replied and said, oh, nice. Well, Don, I mean, you know, Bridget has made special allowances just for yourself, so I expect you to do it now from, where is he? He's in the US, right?
Yeah, Washington, D.C.
So
area.
What's the time difference?
Wow.
12 hours.
There you go. You can have a nice evening stroll, a nice summer evening stroll in Washington, and we'll follow you from the sports hub.
And this time of year, it actually probably is still light in D.C. at 9 o'clock.
Right.
But anyway, carry on.
We would encourage people from overseas to send us pictures to our Facebook page, and then we'll be posting them up. So it'll be really interesting. We've got another friend who will be walking in Washington and also in New York.
Nice.
So I think this is just absolutely great. You know, COVID has dealt us many unexpected twists and turns, but it's also helped us to do things more creatively.
Wow. Well, indeed. We've got you a sign up in Washington. Maybe we'll badger Steve Oaken and see what he's doing that
maybe
night.
He'll come
I don't
with
know
us
where
well.
He is. Where is he? In Singapore?
He should be back in Singapore.
There you go. Yeah. But the Money FM crew will be there supporting
on
Let's
Sunday.
Take a Walk on Sunday.
Yep.
Yes, come and join us. Sunday, remind me again.
28th of
August. 28th of August. Yes, we'll be there.
And we'll start at the Sports Hub. We'll figure out an exact meeting place for everybody and announce that in weeks to come.
For Sunday, our Sunday walk will actually flag off at SAFRA Tampines.
That's okay.
So,
we'll
see you there. Yeah.
Awesome.
That's so awesome.
Yay. Bridget C., Vice President of Raleigh Singapore and Let's Take a Walk Committee Chair. Great to have you with us. Everybody get on, sign up. The website.
Do you just want to give the details, Bridget?
Yeah.
Yes, so you see my name there, www.letstakeawalk.sg, or look for us on our Facebook page and Instagram, please. Check us out. We're all friendly people. We're going to have our last training walk on 6 August for those who sign up. So it'll be 40 kilometers at night. It'll be really fun.
Nice.
Brilliant.
Awesome. Thanks for being with us, Bridget. We appreciate it. We wish you good luck on the event.
Brilliant.
Thanks,
Bridget. Good luck.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.